WHCL, Clinton, New York. Like it. Oh, yeah. Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag, arrangement by Rosie McHarg, is played by Dan Levinson's Eleven Sons of Rosie. You know, I had that CD for a while, and I didn't get the joke until this week. That just shows you that I need to drink some energy drinks. That was recorded in 2001, a special tribute to Dan Levinson's friend and mentor, Rosie McHarg. And the album is Where the Morning Glories Grow, and you can order that. If you know Radiola blog, just click on it. There's all kinds of links on there for you. You'll find them. RadiolaBlog.blogspot.com or Radiola to Google will help. I'm Andy Senior, and as I say, this is Radiola. I must have at one point recently. You know, sometimes I forget. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I do appreciate you listening tonight. It's such a nice night that I'm wondering how many people are actually there. They might have something better to do, but this is what I do, and I have nothing better to do. This is the best thing to do for me. And now going from 2001 to 1916, we have the Emerson Military Band. And this is off a 7-inch Emerson, Emerson 7145 from my collection. Very interesting reading from 1916 of a W.C. Handy piece, the Joe Turner Blues. Or not the, but Joe Turner Blues, as it says.
Thank you.
that is the Blue Rhythm Orchestra. And this song is, you know, has a special meaning this week for me. And I want to send this out to all my friends. Keep your temper. You know who you are. I should observe that too, by the way, and I generally do, but I have my Cramden-esque moments. But keep your temper. Always good advice. Always the best advice. Before that, Ben Burney and his orchestra. Where's My Sweetie Hiding? 1924. That sounds really good. That's off the Retrieval CD, and that does sound. That's a nice transcription of that, and transfer of it, and it sounds really good. And I think Jake Ken Sisson was the pianist on there. I heard Jack Pettis, who was a C melody sax player, but Ken Sisson was also the author of that immortal song, which doesn't seem to have ever been recorded. The song "Spread a Little Sunshine Where the Sun Never Shines," and yes, that is a real song title. And I will send a scan of the sheet music cover to those who doubt. Before that, and it'll have some special. I'll be thinking about that a lot this week. Before that, we had the Emerson Military Band, "Joe Turner Blues," 1916. Often little tiny Emerson thing there. Amazing. This is Radiola, and it's. Been good so far. I've enjoyed it. Radio, I'm Andy Senior in WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org at beautiful Hamlin College. And you know, life is, you know, so gorgeous. Just, life is beautiful at times, but when it's beautiful, you have to remember how short it is. And so keep your temper, or it might get a lot shorter. We're going to continue now with Cliff Jackson and his Crazy Cats, and this would apply to some of the weather we had today. It felt that way. Torrid Rhythm from 1930. Powerhouse, Raymond Scott's great, great piece, played by Bert Ambrose in 1937. Yeah, I could have played the Raymond Scott, but that would have been too obvious. I had to play the Bert Ambrose version. And before that, another Koichi Sugai recording, a very interesting tango with lots of gongs and bells. That goes out to my brother Bob, who just got a shipment of gongs from the Dream Cymbal Company, with whom he has a nice endorsement thing going. Very nice, but he's an artist. He's an endorsed artist on their artist page, so I can't. I'm just doing what I can do here. But he's, so that goes out to him and his, with all those lovely percussion instruments in there. Let's just call it a tango. I'm not even going to say what track it is, but It's on that Japanese set, recommended to me by Irwin. And Irwin is also the administrator of the Raymond Scott Estate, so that's very nice, too. So that's Powerhouse, we had just played. We began with Cliff Jackson and his Crazy Cats, Torrid Rhythm, 1930. And it's a little warm in here, but I wouldn't call it torrid. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and thank you for listening tonight and streaming. I appreciate it. And we're going to continue now with another recording made in February of this year at Smalls. And there is a link to Smalls on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into Google and it comes up right at the top. The John Bunch Trio, which is John Bunch, Bucky Pizzarelli, Jay Leonhart, and I think the drummer is sitting in there too, the man whose name I have forgotten and or couldn't quite catch while they were talking about him, but he's good, and he's been around as long as any of them. But here's John Bunch, who recently passed away just a few days ago. About 5 weeks ago, he made this. And this is the finale of that performance, Honeysuckle Rose. And, oh, boy, I love this. I love it. I just can't say any more than that. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was John Bunch himself at the end. Joe Brusella is the was the drummer. I don't know how to spell that, but I'm telling you because I just heard him say it. But, yes. And Jay Leonhart, Bucky Pizzarelli, who's going to be back up here this October. And someone who we sadly miss, who died on March 30th at the age of 88, the legendary pianist John Bunch, who performed for decades, with, you know, since the late 30s onward, had been playing, and with some really notable groups. Benny Goodman comes to mind, but mostly a lot on his own, and always amazing, stellar musician. So he'll be missed a lot. But 5 weeks ago, there he was in at Smalls in New York. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and we're going to continue. Here on the show with J.C. Flippin again. I got to get out of my current misty-eyed mood here, and this record will do it. 1926. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? Well, everybody's asking why.
Young, but old enough for us to understand. We all believed in fairies and the folk in fairyland. But the modern child's been running wild and wants to know too much why they never understood about Red Riding Hood. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep that wolf from the door? Now, father and mother, she had none, so where in the world did all that money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The story books never tell. Now they say that she found a wolf in her granny's bed with a big sunbonnet pulled down over his head. But you know, and I know, what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
Thank you. lies true. You, that's true. Who would I love to tell? Who is so hard to get? You, that's true. Who's positively just as cute as can be? Who's absolutely made of order to me? Gee, who have I got to win? Who simply must give in? Who? You, that's who.
With bottoms up, trouble passes with bottoms up. But while you're swinging, keep singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go right to it with bottoms up, overdo it with bottoms up. But while you're swinging, keep saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You've got hips, so shake those hips, shake until you're feeling fine. If you get spry, stop and try walking on a straight, straight line. Just make merry and drain the cup. Go through life with your bottoms up. Cause you'll be forgiven for living, hallelujah, if you do the bottoms up.
that was Ben Burney and all the lads. I heard Bill Moore in there doing a nice lead trumpet. Yes, indeed. That was Bottoms Up from 1929, another song I'll be thinking about this week. Before that, Arthur Briggs' Savoy Syncopators, El Boley. Who? You. That's who. 1927. And those sides are among the first El Boley vocals that I've played tonight. And those two, actually, which I did not mention, were both recorded in Berlin, originally on the Polydor label. So that's what you get there. Before that, on those neat old orange records, if you find them, J.C. Flippin. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and, you know, done all that other stuff? 1926. Yeah, so this is Radio All. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm glad to be here tonight. It's very nice. Beautiful day today, so I'm so happy to have been gotten out and done the show, and I hope you're enjoying it. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. A program note: tomorrow night at 8 p.m., and I assume he will be here because he's reliable, much more reliable than I've been known to be, but I haven't been given half a chance yet. Mark Fuller will be doing Retro Radio. And that's your favorite music from the 50s, 60s, and, mostly the 50s and 60s. Maybe, I don't think the 70s. No, forget the 70s. Let's all forget the 70s. And many people who lived through the 70s forget the 70s, and it's a blessing. I'm trying to forget them myself. We're going to continue now with a couple of really beautiful selections. Here are the Comedian Harmonists in 1933. Guess it's from 33. They recorded the German version in 33, but this is the English version. Cole Porter, Night and Day.
Underneath to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so? That this longing for you follows wherever I go. In the rolling traffic school, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, under the height of me, there's a long touch of the yearning burning inside of me. And it's always won't be through. Will you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day?
Like the beep, beep, beep of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so? That is longing for you follows wherever I go. In the rolling traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's a no. hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night,
night and day.
Oh my God, that's like, I would call that the Japanese Deep Night. That was Koichi Sugai singing King Jazz Band in 1937. Wasn't jazz, but I love that. That's just, oh God, melts one's heart. Before that, the Comedian Harmonists, lose it right here probably. Night and Day, 1933, or thereabouts. And just gorgeous stuff. This is Radiola, and somebody better get a mop because the floor is going to be pretty wet pretty soon because I'll be weeping all over the place. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm Andy Senior. I'm here every week with my Jack Power Act doing Radiola, and it's been a nice day, and the show was okay for sound, and I'm okay. I'll be fine. I'm just doing great here. This is we've gotten through 2 hours. I manage to always do a short show. I don't know how I do that, but we're going to play next Ambrose and his orchestra again. Jack Cooper on the vocal. Bye Bye Baby from 1936, but it's going to be a long goodbye. But here you go.
Hug me nice and kiss me twice and say bye-bye. I'm gonna send a letter telling you where I am, dear. And then when things get better, I'm gonna send a telegram here. Bye-bye, baby. I'll be lonely as can be. Sweetie pie, now don't you cry. Oh, bye-bye, baby.